Well, glory to God.
Glory, amen.
If you'll place your visitor information and prayer request when we do the offering this morning. And today is our special offering day, so we get to give to God twice this morning. Amen. Prayer this afternoon at 5 in the chapel. Youth and evening services tonight at 6. Our evening service will be a little bit different tonight. We're going to have a couple of speakers from our ladies' night, Casey Jackson and Dina Thompson.
Yay.
And I promise you will be blessed. They did an awesome job at our ladies' meeting, and I know y'all will certainly enjoy tonight as well. That's at 6 p.m. tonight. Wednesday Bible study at 7, and there will be a board meeting Wednesday night, so board members, be aware of that. Mission Okolona is this weekend. We will make boxes on Friday night, meet at 6 p.m., and then start to give out on Saturday morning at 8, from 8 to 10. All right, a Valentine's Day celebration, Thursday night, February 13th at the XL Commons here in Okolona from 6 to 8. Tickets are $10. You can either call XL or contact one of their board members. Their names will be on this flyer, and I'll have someone put it out back on the media table. There will be hors d'oeuvres, desserts, and drinks, and you can buy a table for 6 for $50 if you'd like to do that. They will have an Elvis impersonator there for entertainment. So, and men, this serves as fair notice, and ladies now, fair play. Valentine's Day is Friday, February 14th. Chocolates, flowers, gifts of any nature would be appreciated. And everyone loves the color green. Amen? Amen? Okay, no excuses, people. You have been warned. No, you've been given advance notice. Sorry. Warned is a little harsh.
We've been given an opportunity.
Yes. To excel.
To excel.
Yes. Do you have Miss Ann's gift yet?
Oh, yeah. She has every day.
Every
day I wake up.
She'll buzz your lips.
She said she'll buzz your lips. That's what she told her basketball coach one day. That was a funny sight. But one other announcement. Jackson, hold your hand up back there, buddy. Stand up. They're doing at his school chances to buy tennis uniform, so he'll be in the foyer after church if you'd like to buy a uniform. Get a chance to that he can have a uniform. So anyway,
right.
So be sure and see Jackson in the foyer.
All
thank
right.
you.
Good deal. Good deal. And y'all, be praying. This, as you know, is the year for presidential elections.
Amen.
A lot of congressmen, senators, this is an opportunity, truly, to make a difference in your government. And it is our government, led by God. Amen. So pray and please. It doesn't matter what party you look at. Don't vote party. Vote the people that are closest to what your Christian beliefs are. And if you will look at their platforms, you will find that, we know that there's a party in particular that supports abortion and so many other things. And we do not need those kind of people in our government and making decisions that are going to affect our children and grandchildren for generations to come. Amen. Amen. So pray and vote Christian principles.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And who all's glad to be here today? Amen. Yeah. Let's all stand. Every praise is to our God. Amen.
Every praise is to our God. Every every word of worship, one accord, every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God, glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise to our God.
Every praise, sing it again.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah to our God. Every praise is to our God. God, my Savior, God, my healer, God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God, my Savior, God, my healer, God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
Oh, yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
Every praise to our God. Every word of worship, one accord. Every praise to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise is to our God. God my Savior. God my God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Every praise to our God.
Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise to our God. Yes, He is God, my
what. Yes and amen. Do you really believe that today? Yes. Yes and amen. He ever lives to make intercession for you and for me. He is worthy of our praise today. He's worthy of our admiration. He's worthy today. Only He is worthy today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. When my heart becomes free and my shame is
Take a deep breath and thank God today. God, I thank you today. Thank you that you are real, that you are the only God, and that you are the maker of heaven and earth, that you are the maker of my very soul, that you are the keeper of my very soul, and that you love me today more than I can even ask or think, beyond my wildest dream, according to Ephesians 3:20. Thank you, God, that as the scripture Jay read, you make all grace abound toward me. Thank you, God. Lord, thank you for your abounding love in this place today. You are abounding toward me. Make it personal. Make it about you and God. Make it about you and God. And always put him first, no matter what. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hide me from the rain.
praise Him. Yeah, come on. Yeah. He's awesome. He's worthy. He's mighty. Yes, He is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I have an announcement to make. Is that okay?
Yes.
Just want to tell you we love you.
Yes.
All of you so much. God loves you too. What have you maybe going through today?
Yes.
God knows all about it.
Amen.
He's the one who can fix it.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
So just thank you for being here. God's got great things in store for us today. And God hadn't forgotten you. I'm speaking to more than one today. God has not forgotten you. And something good's going to happen. Believe it.
Yes.
If you don't believe it, you're not going to get it. But if you'll believe it, you'll receive it. Look to your neighbor and say, I believe it. Okay. Now, before I forget, I want to address one thing. Now, I believe that if we're praying for it to rain, please stop. And if you're praying that it will stop raining just so you can wash your car, please stop. But I believe there's a principle. Now, I know the Bible says that God reigns on the just and the unjust, but you can take that too far. Really, you can. It's not that. When you talk about nations and groups of people, and for the whole good of the people, we have every right to pray. We pray that tornadoes won't come, but we can pray that rain will stop. Amen. Now, we need rain along the way, but we don't need 10 inches. And we need some dry ground. I'm ready to see a little dust fly. What about y'all? But I believe this morning, as we join together as a group, that we can ask the Lord to help us with this, and that this flooding will stop. Amen. It's affecting so many people, businesses, the economy, everything. So can we agree on that?
Yeah.
I'm not being unscriptural. I believe we got good ground here. So let's join hands, because this is for all of us. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we pray in agreement this morning, we know You're in the midst of us to see if this gets done. And Lord, there's a translation that says, King James says, what are we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. Also, there's another that says, whatever we allow on earth, and whatever we don't allow will be done. So, Lord God, we're just not going to allow it to rain for a little bit here. Lord God, we ask that Your wisdom be involved in this. But, Lord God, we need to miss this rain. Lord, it's too much. It's devastating. It's not a good rain. It's not a good rain. So, Lord God, we ask that You bless, cause the ground to dry up. Seasons get settled in like they're supposed to be. That rain when it's supposed to rain and never how much. Lord, that's under your guidelines, and we thank You for that. So, devil, no tornadoes, no storms, no damage, no harm, no flooding. Floods as bad as or worse than any other kind of disaster. We bind it all now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need to get back to work. We need to get to do the things that You want us to do. So, Lord God, we thank You and praise You today that something good is happening. Lord, we just ask You adjust that faucet in heaven's got these rain coming. Devil, you'll not cause anyone to become harmed with too much water or not enough. You're not our God, devil. You are not our God. My God is the God of the universe. Jesus' name's above every name that's named. So, Lord God, we thank You that we cast the cares over on You today, Lord God. And Lord, we thank You that You're settling it all down and everything's going to be all right. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe we receive. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
All right, now one other. We got a little disclaimer to go with this. And I'm going to buy this CD so I'll remember it for myself. Stop whining and complaining. And saying how wet it is. And I am right in there with everybody else. I do not like mud. I dated a girl one time that lived at Brown Bottom and it all was mud. Still muddy in Brown Bottom. But I don't like mud. I don't believe there's going to be any mud in heaven. It's going to be streets of gold. All right?
All right.
Everybody cool? Yeah. So look at your neighbor and say, I'm not going to be whining and complaining. I'm going to have a good attitude. The sun doesn't have to shine to make my attitude good. But it does help. Father, thank you for this. Something good is happening. Lord, we thank you that we're in the garden that you put for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Ooh, that's good preaching.
With all creation.
I think we can clap a little bit better than that. Yeah. He is so worthy today. He is so worthy today. He is so worthy today, but he'll be worthy tonight, tomorrow. Amen. Judy's going to sing a song. It's my favorite, so I ask her to sing it. You may be seated. But it talks about how God sees us. And I want y'all to listen. Because God sees us the way we should see ourselves, but sometimes we don't see ourselves like that, right,
That's
Judy?
Right.
Sometimes we see a shepherd boy, but God sees a king.
Yep.
Amen. So y'all listen. Amen.
One by one, Jesse's sons stood before the prophet. Their father knew a king would soon be found. Each one passed except the last. No one thought to call him. Surely he would never wear a crown. But when others see a shepherd boy, God may see a king. Even though your life seems filled with ordinary things, in just a moment he can touch you and everything will change. When others see a shepherd boy, God may see a king. One by one, problems come and dreams get shattered. Sometimes it's hard to understand. Things like chance, circumstance, they don't really matter. Our Father holds tomorrow in his hands. But when others see a shepherd boy, God may see a king. Even though your life seems filled with ordinary things, in just a moment he can touch you and everything will change. When others see a shepherd boy, God may see a king. Well, it wasn't the oldest, it wasn't the strongest chosen on that day. But the giants fell and nations trembled when they stood in his way. And when others see a shepherd boy, God may see a king. Even though your life seems filled with ordinary, in just a moment he can touch you and everything will change. When others see a shepherd boy, God may see a king. God always sees a king. Amen.
God wants you to know that there is a completeness coming. A completeness. We've come so far, but the completeness is coming. So whatever that means in your life, grab hold of that, okay? You're going to be complete in every area of life.
Amen.
Your dreams are complete. Your visions are complete. Your finances are complete. Your emotions are complete. Your spirit is complete. Because we serve a complete God. Amen. And to go along with that, for all of us that have, and the ones that, anybody that's doing this right now, it's time to stop what I'm about to say. Where you've prayed and you believed and you go, well, I guess God's just not going to answer that, or he's just not answering it right now. Whether it's your arm still hurting, or you still don't have that money that you need, or you still need that job, or your kids, you need them back home. If you've prayed and then you've believed, God's word is true. It is answered. It is complete. And it is done. Is that clear? Now, I'm not up here preaching against getting prayer more than once. What I'm saying is, if you prayed and you agree with the word and you grab hold of it with faith, it's settled and it is completely and utterly done. So move on to the next thing. Who are we bound to? Are we bound to the devil? Or are we bound to the Lord Jesus Christ?
The Lord.
And I believe His blood is sufficient. Amen?
Yes, it is.
I'm bound to the blood. And there's completeness there. So that means what I've asked for in faith is done. Amen?
Yes. Yes.
Suzanne, would you come up and testify? I had heard an answer to prayer this past week concerning her, and I just asked her this morning if she would testify.
My sister-in-law has been going through some cancer treatment, and my brother called me on Tuesday, and he said, I'm on my way. He said, I'm in Atlanta. That's where she was. And he said, we've got to have the money for her treatment this week or she doesn't get it. He said, we have put out almost $80,000 of our own money. And he said, we don't have any more. And she won't have treatment unless we have it. Well, this was last week, I guess, the weekend before that. So I said, well, I'm going to get everybody in our Sunday school class to pray. And we did. So he called me Tuesday. He called me and he said, the Lord led me to the right person today. And he said she was appalled that we had put out so much money and had not gotten any of it back. And she said, don't you worry, that check is in the mail. And she will have her treatment. And this lady said, I'm calling the office today, and the check may not be there this week. It might take a little, a few more days to get there, but the money is there, and she had her treatment.
Amen. That's the kind of God we serve.
Yeah.
You know what? So many times people will just look at the situation, give up, and say, well, it is what it is. But no, it's not what it is. It's what God's Word says it is. And God's Word says that I will supply all your need according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
His Word says it. That settles it. And you just going to have to trust Him. I promise you, there's people in here that have needs. They have medical bills running out their ears. They have broken down vehicles. They have a need. There's people in here with needs. Well, let me tell you, God said He knows your need before you ever even ask. And He says, ask me anything in my name. And John 14:12 says, ask me anything in my name and see if I won't answer you. I will sort of glorify the Father. He is all about being glorified. And He is all about meeting all your need. And don't you get in doubt and unbelief. Because you cannot be in faith and doubt at the same time. You got to be on one side or the other. There is no middle road. There is no gray area. So you just have to rise up, take a stand, and say, my God will and shall supply all my need. Amen?
Amen.
Do you believe with me this morning?
Yes.
Amen. God, we praise you. We hold up our tithe and our offering this morning. We thank you, God, that this seed is blessed. It's blessed. It's blessed to where you sent it. And I thank you, Lord, God, there's increase on this seed. We have increase. We have increase the more, us and our children. I thank you, Lord, that the blessing of the Lord makes us rich and you add no sorrow to it. That, God, you load us down daily with benefits. And we receive and we partake of those benefits, Lord, by faith. We reach out and we take. If it's healing this morning, reach out and take. If it's finances this morning, reach out and take. Whatever the need is this morning, believe he already knows that need and believe that you receive it this morning and yes. You can have it. I believe his word. I trust you, God. And, oh, God, I honor your word. I love your word. Yes. And I thank you, God, I can trust your word. We love you and we praise you. And we thank you that the blessing of God is on this tithe and this offering this morning. And this morning we're giving two times. This is our special offering day. So come and give twice and you'll get a double blessing. Amen. Amen. Y'all come and give in faith.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall
dedicated to all the impatient people of the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Me included.
All of us included. Amen. Look to your neighbor and say, you need to learn to wait. You know, the Lord told me a long time ago, said, all I ever need from you is your faith and some time. Just let me get it worked out. And he'll always do a better job than I could. Amen.
And Jimmy, God says, as we wait to begin to praise him and thank him.
Yes.
Be just as happy waiting as we would if we'd already received it.
Right.
That's for me.
Waiting does not mean you let go of your faith. Waiting means you release your faith, thank God, and give him praise for already coming. Amen? Tell your neighbor, it's good you came today. You need to hear all this. Praise God. Thank you, praise team. Great job. Thank you, sound team. Great job. Video man, can you make me look a little better? Video man, can you make me look a little bit better? Zoom out. No. God's good, isn't He? Well, you know, the Holy Spirit has permission to just interrupt our services. Some people say, I wish He wouldn't do that. It just makes it go longer. Well, it'll make it go better. But you know, Jesus did it many times. He went to the synagogue one Sunday or Saturday. And it was a woman there that was bowed over for a long, long time, many, many years. And he was in church, and right in the middle of the church, he said, shouldn't this daughter of Abraham be loosed from her infirmities? Boy, he really upset the bulletin on that day, didn't he? And he said, daughter, you're loosed. Well, she was still bent over. So he went over and touched her. Isn't it good when Jesus touches you? Wow. He spoke His word and He touched her, and she immediately was straight up. Isn't that great? Can you imagine being bent over? What was it, 18 years? 18 years. I'm barely over 18. I'm kidding. Don't be loading up your slingshot back there with anything, okay? That's a long time. And then there was another time. He said, today these scriptures were fulfilled in your ears. And they wanted to kill Him. I mean, that wasn't in the script. That wasn't on the program. He was supposed to just read what he found in the scroll. He asked for a certain scroll. It was in Isaiah. And he, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, da, 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 da. And he said, today this is fulfilled in your ears. He wasn't supposed to add that part. I said he wasn't supposed to add that part because if he hadn't added it, it would still been in the future. Come on, I'm talking good. It had been in the future. It would have been just like every other Sabbath I ever went to. Same old church, same old thing. We're talking about way when the Lord comes. Let me tell you something, folks. He's here. And we need to let the world know He's here. And how are we going to do that? We're going to interrupt services. We're going to let Him have church. How about that, everybody? All right, praise God. We got the doors locked anyway. You can't get out. See, there's two big guys back there. Three big guys. They're not going to let you out. Just kidding. We can't do that on live stream, Jerry. If we were to try to do that, we'd probably get in trouble. Anyway, God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Judy, for that song. Great song. And look at your neighbor and say, you look like a king to me. You know, Revelation 1:6 says that we have been made kings and priests. How you see yourself? Who are you? Who am I? Well, within myself, I'm not much. But in Him, I'm a king and a priest. Let me tell you something about church, folks. This world, I hear, thinks that we're doing nothing. We're wasting our time coming to church. Maybe some people in here think that. But it's not true. They think that church is just a waste of time, religion for the poor that need a little help along the way because they can't stand on their own two feet. They need a prop to lean on, so they prop on their religion. Well, let me tell you, we're not very religious. I guess you noticed. But anyway, we're going to let the Holy Spirit interrupt anytime He wants to, because that puts Him in the present, not in the future or the past. Amen? I believe my Bible says now faith is. And we're to live by faith. We want Him in church, don't we? Boy, it'd be good when Jesus comes to church. It always is. But let me tell you something. He's here because there's three of us at least. He's in the midst of it to see that what we agree about and what we talk about comes to pass. Amen? Something good's happening right here. Something. Let me tell you something. Every time we come together, the world may drive by, honk the horn, say, oh, thumb the nose up, and boy, we're going to play, do this, do what we want to do. Look at those crazy people down there going to church and giving the preacher all the money. But we don't do that first and foremost. Amen. But let me tell you something, what the Lord sees, and the devil too. The Lord sees us coming together in power, in love, and victory in His name. We are His kids. And we're seeing ourselves a little bit different than what we saw a while back. I am a king and a priest. We didn't come to participate. We came to take over. Hey, world! We didn't come to just get along with you. We came to take over. Dominion's been given to us. Now, that don't mean you go out here and act ugly. But we have spiritual dominion. Well, that word king just means you're a spiritual king. Hunky-dory. I take it. Because it was just an earthly king. When I die, it's over. But I'm a spiritual king, and I'm going to live forever. Amen? And the spirit world, look now, this is a big announcement. The spirit created the natural anyway. So if I'm a spiritual king, if you're a spiritual king and a priest, glory be to God at the authority and the power you have. You are somebody. You're somebody to be reckoned with. The devil, you can cast the devil out in the name of Jesus, right? What can he do? Who's got the power? Jesus. All power has been given to me in heaven and earth, what Jesus said. Well, I just want to announce to you, you are the seed of Abraham. You are the body of Christ on the earth, filled with His Spirit. It is time. Now, I can't preach to all the churches of the world. I wish I could. But right now, we can do what we do. Okay? It is time that when people come in those doors on Sunday morning, that some things are going to have to happen. That they're going to feel the presence of God so greatly, they're going to fall on their face in the foyer, be delivered of their demons, get saved. They're going to know Jesus is in the house because you're in the house. It's time to stop playing church. We don't do much of that, but we don't do all we need to do. Amen? We got to get a better deal about this. Perhaps we need to stop talking about the weather or the ball game and be talking praising God up here before they ever get here. Thank you for that one yes. Anybody else will take up one yes going yes. Thank you over there for that yes. Who said yes? Sarah Beth? Thank you, Sarah Beth. Any yeses in the middle section? Yes. All right. How many do we want to see the miracles and the power and the love of God? We see Him here all the time, but it's about to get much better, much bigger. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is ready for business. The sign says open for business. Amen? Are you ready? Well, let's get over this one little hurdle. Because this is the hurdle that trips up most of us. Going back to the woman that was bowed over, or how you want to say it. She was bent over, if we say it in Mississippi. Until Jesus said something about her future and her current rights, who she is, a daughter of Abraham, she was free from the curse of the law because she's a daughter of Abraham, right? She ought to be free from that, right? Now, I want you to say to yourself, you don't have to say it out loud unless you want to, I'm free myself too. I need to be free. It's paid for. I'm going to get my freedom today. I'm going to act like I'm free today. Because I am free today. Because I know the truth. And the truth made me free. It's the perfect law of liberty, freedom. Oh, I look into the Word of God and I get free. I'm preaching better than I'll shout. Hallelujah. The church, Jesus' presence on the earth. Do you hear what I said? Maybe not. The title of this message today, the church, Jesus' presence on the earth. Well, I don't like that, preacher. Let's talk about Jesus yesterday. We'll all be happy. Yeah? Let's talk about Him when He comes back. We'll all be happy. Right? I learned this at the beginning. Once you talk about what Jesus is right now, people get upset. Right now, He's the healer and the deliverer. We sing about it. I said we sing about it. But there's no faith in what we're singing. When I say we, I'm speaking to you. But when we begin to apply the truth to my life, to your life, and to what God's attitude is toward this planet, something happens and people get upset because they're dealing with something that they don't quite get a hold of. But I tell you, I got a hold of something. Did y'all?
Amen.
I got a hold of something a long time ago. But we are the presence, Jesus' presence on the earth, the body of Christ. Okay? Now, I have some scriptures to go over, but we're going to skip them. Somebody say amen. Born again, filled with Spirit. Church should reflect. Listen to this. The church should reflect the what?
The church.
I'll just say it like this. Faith outreach,
should reflect
the person,
the
work,
the
power,
and
the vision of Christ Jesus. We should reflect it. When people come in that door, they ought to see what Jesus is all about, what He's doing, what His vision is, and everything about it all. Amen? When they walk in that door, they ought to fall in somebody's arm, just hugging their neck, said, God loves you and we do too. Come on in. God's got something good for you today. Amen? We do good, but we can do better. Because I want everyone loosed. What about y'all?
Amen.
That's what Jesus wants. That's what Jesus did on the cross and through His resurrection. He desired that. It was God's plan all along, and He did it. Everybody say He did it.
He did it.
So now we're the body of Christ on the earth, so let's just dumb this thing down, and let's just try to, you know, weak our way through and just get along with the world, you know, and do this and do that. And, you know, we'll do what the world expects the church is supposed to look like and be like. No. Because I want to see people's lives healed.
Hey.
Families put back together.
Yeah.
Things that Jay was talking about a while ago. See, the Holy Spirit's in charge of all of this. He's orchestrated it all. Do you think that it was just by accident that Wanda asked Judy to sing that song today? We got to look at ourselves a little bit different. Well, you know, I'm just this. No, if you're a child of God, you are somebody.
Amen.
And that somebody is, first and foremost, you're a believer. And that puts you in the category for miracles.
Amen.
That puts you in the category of right standing with God. That puts you in the category and the place, the position to receive anything you ask in Jesus' name. And whatever you demand, oh, I didn't say that word. Demand, yep. John 14 says, Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. That word ask means demand. Now, that don't mean you're pushing Jesus around. You're demanding the devil. He's got to go. You're demanding circumstances that got to change. Amen? You lay your hand on your bank statement and say, you got to change in Jesus. I see thousands and thousands, thousands of dollars. In fact, I got so many. I got two or three businesses. I got bank accounts coming from everywhere. I got money in banks, more than one bank. Glory be to God. Begin to speak to yourself like that. Well, I don't want to. Well, that's fine. But some of us do. Well, it's just me, my four, and no more. Well, you selfish thing, you. You don't want anybody else to share in the goodness of God. You don't want your children to know better. We know better than that, don't we? In the book of Zechariah, I believe, talks about two bowls of flowing into one, the kingly and the priestly bowl. God wants you to prosper, people, not just get by. That's good. One day I'm going to be like that. You just fouled up. You are right now. Because God said you were. God didn't make you junk. He didn't make you and create you and cause you to be a brand new creature just so you could exist and survive.
Amen?
He wants us to prosper and to be in health. Woo! I like that scripture. I'm blessed coming in and going out. Whatever you set your hand to shall prosper. That's part of your heritage. It's part of your what you inherit from God. That's part of your covenant. That is part of the contract. That's part of that is the covenant. God wants you to bless. And there ain't no I'm sorry I said ain't. There's no place for a curse in this covenant. It's all blessings because Jesus became the curse for us. I'm free. I became as Suzanne, wasn't that good what she did last Sunday? Woo-wee. We're like the scapegoat. Jesus paid the price, the sacrifice. We just got to go free. Well, what am I going to do with my freedom? Question. What are you going to do with your freedom? You escaped all the penalty. I should have been on the cross. You should have been on the cross. None of us deserves to go to heaven. But praise God, Jesus went to hell for us, and I don't have to go. So, but what am I going to do with this great freedom that I have? That is a very good question. Why don't we just be the church? This is not rocket science. Rocket science. I'm a scientific rocket. No, that's not the way it's said. That was quoted one night, but that's not good. Why don't we just be the church? When you wake up tomorrow, you're going to wake up a king. Or a priest. Or both. Those anointings flow in us and on us. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. And I'm excited about it. I hope you can tell. I'm excited about the fact when I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to be a king. You're looking at a king right now. I'm looking at kings and queens in here right now. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you what. You've been washed and paid for by the blood. Yeah. Glory to God. Man, you think you're going to go to heaven and have nowhere to stay? You're not going to be welcome? Like you are sometimes at sometimes family reunions we go to. Must have been only my family reunion that happened. But anyway. Let's just be the church. I'm looking for the day when Faith Outreach, we're doing great. I brag on you guys all the time because it's true. But I want us to have one heart and one mind and one spirit. The spirit and the knowledge and the mind of God. That when we see people, we just don't see people. We see what God has created and perhaps what they may need in their life. We see a miracle about to happen. Amen? And when it comes in this building, because of your anointings and your praise and your worship and your walk with God, your belief and faith in the name of Jesus, in the blood, and all the Bible. But when we talk, things happen. When people, I've always prayed this prayer, y'all. Lord, I want the people to experience you when you come to church. But God said, I want these people, I want to step up more than that. Don't just see me. Experience me. Okay, we're going to fast forward. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. There are two aspects of the Lord Jesus when he walked on the earth. The fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. There are 9 fruit and 9 gifts. Now these gifts of the Spirit are for believers. Everybody say, I'm a believer. Okay, if you're a believer, then these gifts are accessible to you, available to you. The greatest availability, the greatest thing you can do is be available to God. You don't have to have a certificate. You don't have to have a doctor in your name. You don't have to have all those stuff. It's all good. But let me tell you something. All you need to do is be there. Amen? Just be there. Galatians 5:22. This is the fruit of the Spirit. This talks about his character. It talks about his person. It talks about his work. It talks about what makes him who he is. God is love. L-O-V-E. God is love. You can start right, you can always start right there on your thesis or whatever you want to talk about. God is love. And from there on, you can just go, God is love. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering or endurance, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, self-control. Against us there is no law. You wonder why Jesus could walk on the earth and nothing could really touch him? Because he's the fruit of the Spirit. Let's go back to 22. He is love. He is joy. He is peace. He is long-suffering. He has endurance. He's gentle and he's good and he has faith. What's 23? He's meek. That means he does not, somebody does him a wrong, he doesn't retaliate. It doesn't mean he's a sissy. He just doesn't, but he could barbecue them all. But he was meek. And the last time I read the Bible, Lynn, the meek inherit the earth. Amen. I'm going to set myself up for an inheritance, Andy. I'm going to be meek. So if you hit me on this cheek, I'm going to go, and you'll miss this one, hopefully. Amen. There's no law against it. You can't stop it. You can't stop love. You can't stop the joy of the Lord. It's your strength. The peace of God that goes beyond all understanding. It's beyond your mind. It's the fruit of the Spirit. That's the characteristics of God. It's the characteristics of Jesus. You and I and the whole, ever say the whole body.
The whole body.
The whole body of Christ around this globe should look like Jesus. And you said, I said the word should. So I'm going to just bear down right there just a little second. Because your natural mind is going to say, well, that'll never happen. The Methodists can't get along with the Baptists and the Presbyterians can't get along with Pentecostals. Who said it? Who said it? I'll say this. As for me, we'll get along. They might not want to get along with me, but for me and my house, we're going to serve God.
Amen.
And we're going to love each other. Well, we don't like what... I don't care. I like you. I love you. Amen? Oh, we all... I don't care who, what denomination, where you're from. We all fellowship at the cross. It takes the same blood. We all got to go through the cross. I don't care who you are or where you are. And that's where we fellowship. Okay? So Jesus was all the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible says you can judge a tree by its fruit. Everybody says the preacher looks a little fruity today. Thank you for your silence. He acts a little fruity today. But you can judge a person by their fruit. Well, how are we going to judge Jesus? I'd say he passed the test. How are they going to judge the church? So we got a little improvement to do. Let's call it home improvement. Not your home, my home. You can't say that to me either. We got to clean up our own home. Got to have some home improvement. We got to look like Jesus. Well, what you going to do today, Dina? I'm going to look like Jesus. I'm going to act like Jesus. I'm going to talk like Jesus. I'm going to have Jesus' attitude. Up is good, down is bad. I got a good attitude. Can you say that in the midst of trouble? Yes, you can, because you've all done it. I've seen you in action. But you know what? We just have to keep doing it, don't we? Praise God. But it says I have endurance. That's part of me. That's part of the Spirit in me. Amen? We can't do this on our own. The Spirit of God's in us. I'm a new creature made in His image. Amen?
Amen.
And I want to be like Him. So, to be the presence of Jesus on planet Earth, we got to have His character. Sure got quiet, Jerry. Anybody here would agree with me on that? Well, we can all say this, if you're born again. I'm better than I used to be. Right, Joy? Right. I'm better than I used to be. Well, that's a plus. That's a good thing. I'm glad Dina's better. I'd hate to have seen her before. Amen. I saw Verdell before, and I like this one a lot better.
Amen.
And y'all certainly would like me a lot better. So, that's the character of Jesus. We got to reflect him on planet Earth. You're not the sun. You're a moon. You reflect things. You're a planet. Okay? All right, now, quickly. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Oh, Jesus. We done sung too long again. Blame it on the choir. We'll read this and we'll stop. This is going to be a series, I think, instead of a message. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, so he's talking to the church, correct? Because he calls us brethren. Who's writing this? Apostle Paul. I want to meet him, don't you? Paul, just how did you do all that, man? Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant. Oh, just stay at one. This is worth 15 seconds. God doesn't want you to be dumb about the things of God. Spiritual gifts. I say it out loud. Spiritual gifts. God wants me to know about spiritual gifts. I wonder why. So you can use them. And they're not for you to say, ooh, all nine gifts work in my life. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I got me a big sign on putting in my car. Well, if you do that, you have zero fruit in your life. And nobody's going to listen to you. I say amen to myself. Verse 2. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, even as you were led. Verse 3. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaks by the Spirit of God, calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Here's a little test. A little test that you can do here. If you can say with honesty that Jesus Christ is the Lord, then you're in good shape. But with all honesty, if you can't say it, you need to get it right with God. Can you say today, with all honesty, before God, before anybody else, and say, Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is the Son of God. There's no doubt in my life. If you can say that, you're in good shape. I mean, the door's wide open for you. Okay, verse 4. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. So it's the Holy Spirit that's administrating all this. Verse 5. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Things manifest and happen differently, but it's all of God. Everybody say it's all of God. Well, I don't believe in that people being healed. No, you don't till you get sick. We don't believe in it. Well, you won't have it. Don't worry about it in your church if you don't believe it. Well, I want to be healed. I don't know about you. I want my kids to grow up healthy, strong. I don't want to keep Jesus over here on the shelf and, you know, it just... Never mind, I'm meddling. There are differences of administration, but the same Lord. Verse 6. There are differences of operations, but the same God, which works in all in all, right? Verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. So it's a profit. It's not a negative. It's not... I never could do this in school. I was the debit and the credit. Susan, is the debit's bad, right? It goes out. Credit's good, right? She's an ex-banker back there. She's still going to be a banker. Hallelujah. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. So I'm profiting because of the Spirit of God is manifesting in my life. And not only me, but those around me are going to get a good dose of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Just because I am who I am. Who are you? I'm a king. Right. When a king walks in the room, people are going to listen. And the king don't have to shout. It's his position that speaks. Verse 8, for one believer, these are all for believers, one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, just a word of wisdom, okay? We've all seen that in operation. If you have not, you know, God has words for you, for me, for whatever. That's a manifestation of the gift of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, okay? Another, a word of knowledge. It's not the whole thing. It's just a word. But it brings confirmation. Another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Okay? Everybody say, I got that? It's not. To another, now, is this in the Bible? You ain't got something funny book up there you're reading this out of, have you, Karen? You even got it in King James. You can't get more official than that. My God. It's the only translation ever been. Tell the Greeks that sometime. To another, faith by the same Spirit. Oh, there's a gift of faith? You betcha there's a gift of faith. It don't always work. It's more than just ordinary faith that comes by hearing the Word of God. You've got to have that for this one to work. But this is a special gift. This is a gift of faith that happens like that day when I was coming from Amory and I got just past Wren, and right there at McAllister Road, an older guy on a tractor turned and the Coca-Cola truck came and hit him. He didn't have a cab. He wasn't those old-timey John Deere's. Like a tricycle. He's laying on the pavement, bleeding out of his head. Unconscious. The driver of the Coca-Cola truck is beside him. He is so shook up. He don't know what to do. Did I say I think I came along at the right time? God had me there that day at that time. He gets all the glory. I was just available. I went up there and I knelt down by the man, older man. He wasn't moving. And I prayed for him right there. And then things started happening. And I just got my truck and left. I heard later they carried him to Amory, to Gilmore Hospital, and then sent him home. God gets all the praise. That's happened to you before. Happens to us all the time. But that's the special gift of faith. When that faith just goes, boom! It's like when your house is on fire and you pick up the refrigerator and take it outside. It's the adrenaline gets in you. You can't do it. Okay. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. There are different kind of manifestations of healings. Let me tell you something. I believe with all my heart God uses doctors and nurses and medicine. None of us would be alive today if it did not, probably. Thank God for them. But I believe that the supreme source of all healing comes from Jesus. It's by His stripes that we were healed, right? And He's given these men and women great knowledge to do what they do to help us, right? But they can't always fix everything. Have you noticed? Okay. So there are gifts of healings that will manifest when they are needed to be manifested and where faith is involved, when the person is believing. We got to be ready, folks. We've got to have faith in the gifts. Okay? Quickly, verse 10. To another, the working of miracles. Woo! I want that gift. The working of miracles. Wouldn't that be great? You know what a miracle is? It's something that's supernatural. It ain't supposed to happen like this, but it did. Glory to God. Okay? To another, prophecy. As speaking like as I'm speaking now, perhaps, in English or a known language. To another, discerning of spirits. Discerning of spirits, what's that? That means God gives you the ability to see into the spirit realm. Spiritual beings and spirits, some are bad, some are good. There's some good ones out there and bad ones out there, right? But that really helps with dealing with people and their problem. Jesus had all, so do we, right? Okay. To another, divers kinds of tongues. That's speaking in tongues. This is like speaking in tongues with a message, in an assembly. Now we can pray in our prayer language. Oh, you don't have to have interpretation for that. But here you do. If you have usually it's going to be louder and strong, and everything else will sort of get quiet. Then you have you have to have an interpretation right behind that. But tongues with interpretation are equal to prophecy. Okay, now let's go down to verse, let's see, where we want to go? Into that chapter. Is it 31 or something like that? Hallelujah. See, the Holy Spirit's interrupting my notes. Verse 21. 21. Is it 21? There we go. No. That's not. Anyway. Somebody find that. It's got your Bible. Now, at the end of that chapter, 31. Let's go 31. I wrote it down wrong. This same chapter talks about the gifts, right? The last verse in that chapter says, "But brethren, covet, desire the best gifts, the gifts of the Spirit." Well, you know, a lot of people think, well, if God wants me that gift, He'll just give it to me. He probably won't if you're not desiring them to start with. Now, God can still be God. So I can pray and ask God for these gifts to operate in my life to full efficiency as the Holy Spirit wills. Can I do that legally? Can I do that? Is that good ground? Okay. Well, what about y'all? Y'all want the same thing? Somebody may come in here next week in a wheelchair or something. Oh, glory to God, wheelchairs. That happened one day, didn't it, Sandy? How many years in the wheelchair? 7 years in a wheelchair. She went home pushing it out the door. Hadn't been in it since. Went to Walmart with babies on her hip that day. That'd wear out any good man, any person. But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I you a more excellent way. And that talks about the next chapter, the chapter of love, because without the fruit, the love, these gifts are not going to work. You can't put Jesus like this. The cross had two arms. Got to be like this. Some people, they load him down on fruit, but he can't do anything today. I mean, he can't do anything today. That ain't right. Some of the, well, we're just a bunch of wildfire down there, glory. We don't care if we cuss you out, but we'll get you healed. No, 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 no. Let's be both. Let's be Jesus on the earth. And you can speak to your cows. You can speak to the heavens. You can speak to anybody. You just be yourself and know who you are in Christ Jesus, and you just be available. But put faith in God's word about the fruit and about the gifts. We're just getting started, folks. Let's all stand up, please. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because of certain things, the Holy Spirit had asked me to have people come up today, but He's given me some freedom here that you make that decision in your heart. Do you want to be like Jesus? You can't be just love all the time. You got to be love, but you got to have to identify Jesus, and for the world to know Jesus is there, it's the love or the fruit and the power, the gifts, right? And His character, His person. What does He say? What does He act like? We know. Therefore, I must follow. I must follow. If we want people to come back home here, if we want people to come here from far and wide and near, if we want people to come to get their needs met, we got to be ready. They don't need to come and find that we're false. Right? We got the goods. And His name's Jesus. And we're going to obey the Spirit. Right? Father, in the name of Jesus, every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody looking around. We're just looking at our heart, at our own selves, at our own spirit, our own life. Lord God, we take a little bit of an inventory. Lord, I can do better. I see Jimmy Brown. Jimmy, you can do better. You need to be more aware, more sensitive. Take more time. Not rush through things. Talk to yourself. Let God reveal things to you. And now let's make that decision. Lord, I desire to be like You. I surrender everything about me to You. I am totally Yours. I am a child of God. I am a believer. I'm a king and priest, and I serve no other. I serve no other. I stop serving myself and I serve you. I put you first. Lord, forgive me. Help me, Lord God, to be available with love and all the fruit and power, all the gifts. Lord, that I may be like you to someone who needs you. God, help us to be like you. Lord, that all the people that are addicted, all the people that are sick, all the cancer, all the stuff in this world, all the confusion and darkness, Lord God, we do not participate. But we walk in you. So, Father, I thank you today. We make that decision to be like you. So, Lord, help us. Give us the grace to run the race. And we thank you for it. Dismiss us now, Lord God, in the power of your word that we've heard today. The conviction of the Spirit of God that has convicted us to look inside today and make a decision. I choose life. I choose God. I choose blessing. Thank you, Lord, that I'm a brand new man. I leave here in victory and in power. And there will never be a problem bigger than God. So, Lord, dismiss us now. We thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said amen. Amen. Don't forget tonight. It's going to be very, very good. Next Sunday night, it's going to be Jennifer, Paige, and Melody. We've got the Morgans all together here next week. So don't want to miss any of that. So be coming.